It's your girl, Camila Cabello.
Ash. London Live.
Hello, Camila. How are you, darling girl?
Hello, how are you?
I'm so good. I've just been to the gym. I washed my hair today. And as a woman, you'll know that when you've washed your hair, you feel like you can do anything.
I completely agree with that statement. Couldn't agree more.
But you've got super thick, luscious hair, and people don't understand. You're like me. People don't understand that washing your hair is not a 5-minute undertaking. It's effort.
It's effort. It takes a lot of time to dry.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hair.
Yeah.
So you don't, it's like when it's wet, it can be very cold.
Life is really tough when you are as hot as we are, but it's our cross to bear, Camila, and we do it gladly and with joy in our hearts. Where in the world are you right now? What are you doing?
I'm in New York City. I'm on my bed and my mom's next to me and I'm talking on the phone with you.
I can't think of a better setup than being in my bed in New York City with my mom. How important is family to you? How much does that keep you just grounded in this crazy life that you live?
My family is everything to me. They're just what keep me sane and like my safety. I love them so much.
That's so lovely. Hey, I want to talk about a blossoming friendship that's happening on Twitter between you and the incredible Lewis Capaldi, who you covered. Now, I've got a bit of audio to play for you. It seems like Lewis has got a bit of a proposal for you. Take a listen.
I don't think she's going to be able to pick you up like they did, though.
No, well, if I ever meet her, that's the thing. You need to give me a piggyback, Camila Cabello, and that's it.
So, Camila, when is the Lewis Capaldi ex Camila piggyback happening?
Oh, yeah. Lewis Capaldi, I'm going to give you a piggyback ride, and it'll be the greatest moment of my life.
I think you'll need to, you're a little lady, Camila. You need to be lifting some weights, I think, taking some, you know, some protein before you do that.
Well, why do you think I'm eating healthy and going to
my
the gym
girl
with that very same weight?
You got it all sorted. We're really excited to see you in Cinderella, which is coming out next year. And, you know, this is a really gutsy thing for you to do because, I mean, normal people like us, when we try something new, we do it kind of, you know, without too many people having to watch and judge us for it. But, you know, when you go into something like acting in a major film like this, you're putting yourself out there trying something new so publicly. So, you know, do you get nervous or are you just having fun with it?
I get nervous, but I try to have fun with it because, you know, at the end of the day, that's life, is new experiences and putting yourself out there and being brave. So yeah, I think that with anything, it's like you can feel the nerves, but just remember to have fun.
I love that. That is great advice. I have a couple of really quick fan questions because you have so many Australian fans who love you so much. And Alicia wants to know, if there's, have you collaborated with someone who we don't know about yet? So an unreleased collaboration.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I can't say who. And also, I love you, Alicia. I love her. I know her.
Oh!
Camila's Ozzy on Twitter.
Oh, God. You have definitely made someone's life just then. That is so incredible, Camila. Noah would like to ask, have you already released your own favorite song from the upcoming album?
No. Coming up soon.
Ooh, can we have any hints about what song it is so that when it's out, we'll know which one you mean?
I can't. I'm so sorry.
Fuck, I respect that you're sticking to your guns. That's all good. What about this one? This one is from Nick. He wants to know, what is the best concert you've ever been to? So, like, as a music fan yourself, having that moment in the crowd thinking, oh, man, I love this so much.
I loved going to the John Mayer concert. That was really, really special.
I also did that recently, and I think he's the artist I saw the most, and there was a drunk girl behind me that kept yelling, play Your Body as a Wonderland, and I got so angry.
Lots of drunk people at his concert, me included.
Get it, girl. Have you ever seen on YouTube, it's called John Mayer Has a TV Show, and he dresses up in like a bear costume so no one knows it's him. And he goes into the parking lot of a John Mayer concert and like baits all the fans and makes fun of John Mayer. And they all like yell at him like, shut up, you don't even know. And it's really, you should watch that, Camila.
That is hilarious. Okay, I want to see that. That sounds so funny.
Excellent. You're going to love it. I had to ask this one. Camila, when are you coming to Australia?
I promise I am coming. It's like, it's actually happening. Like, I'm talking to my team about it. I'm not just saying it.
I love that. And are there any specific snacks you would like me to prepare? It's a question we always ask artists, and we follow through with the snacks.
Tim Tam Slam all day. Tim Tam Slam in my face.
I can't put it in your face. You can put it in your own face, but I'm not going to slam you in the face with a Tim Tam. That's going to be...
I'll put it in my face.
That's my girl. So the album is called Romance, and you say it's a whole album about falling in love. Now, was this your inspiration before you even started it, or did you like get a couple songs in and realize all of these songs are about the same beautiful, wonderful feeling?
I had the album title before I even started the album, because I just knew everything I wrote was going to be about that.
Now, one of the songs on this album that you just put out on Friday, it's called Cry For Me, which obviously you wrote with Ryan Tedder. Now, he was literally with us yesterday. He's such a cool guy. Tell me about working with him. Like, was this one of those sit down together in a studio situations, or was it like a cross continental collaboration? How did it happen?
No, we were actually both in the studio together, and my producer Frank was playing a beat that he made, and I went into the studio and freestyled some melodies, and then we put it together.
So cool! How much is that usually the creative process, and how much of your time are you spending kind of in the studio making music as opposed to kind of all the other stuff?
Well, I usually, like, for this time around, I was in the studio for 7 months writing, and for like 6 months for writing, and then now I'm kind of in the promo stage, and then I'll be back in the studio as soon as I have time, as soon as I can.
Most artists say that being in the studio is the best part of what they do. Does that ring true for you as well?
Yeah, definitely. And there's like no better feeling than making like just something that you're proud of and putting your emotions into it.
The most important thing for me, I think, if I was stuck in a confined space for that long, expected to be creative, would be the food I would order. Are you just getting like all the Postmates and Uber Eats in the world delivered, or do you have to like be healthy? Like, because I would just want nachos every day if I was having to do that.
I'm being healthy right now just because I have to. I'm performing on SNL in a few days and it's on TV, but like when I'm not doing that, I'm eating everything possible. Everything possible.
My girl. Hey, I love it. Hey, let's get Cry For Me on right now. Camila Cabello, thank you so much for coming on Ash London Live. Love you, sister.
Thank you.